For the third day, Israel has continued its offensive against Hamas targets in Gaza. More than 300 people have been killed. And we turn to Tigreed El-Qadari, who's in Gaza City, reporting there for our partner, The New York Times. So describe to us what you've witnessed today.
Okay, since the morning, 35 Israeli airstrikes that hit Hamas facilities that are embedded within neighborhoods in the Gaza, in Gaza City, in the entire Gaza Strip. This toll, as I mentioned earlier, I think it has increased, according to hospital sources, more than 310 are now dead, among them 17 children and 12 women, and more than 1,400 are now injured. That's the situation. People are in a state of fear and horror. They don't know what's coming. They are fearing an Israeli ground operation that Israel keeps talking about it and promoting for it. And, I walked around the streets, and streets are deserted. Shops are closed. Grocery stores are still open, and they're providing some stuff, but you cannot find everything. Bakeries are still functioning, but they are fearing that there will be no fuel and no flour. And people are in a state of shock. They don't know what's coming. They don't know what are the targets. As I mentioned earlier, Hamas has been in power now in Gaza in complete control for a year and a half, and they've been in full control. They've been, you know, they have built a lot. They are living. You don't know who is wanted around you. If your neighbor is wanted, if someone living in your apartment building is wanted, you don't know where it's coming. You don't know what Israel is going to hit. Who's the target at your neighborhood?
Tigreed, is there any sense among the people you talk to on the street that Hamas has maybe overplayed their hand by not continuing the ceasefire, that there may have been some sort of political misstep on the part of Hamas?
I think there is a risk here that Israel is taking and also Hamas is taking. For Hamas, this is how they negotiated with Israel through the mediators. We are willing for the truth, but in condition that for Israel, the conditions are for Israel to open the crossings. And the crossings is a demand by the people. People are dreaming for freedom of movement. They are stuck. They've been in jail in Gaza for a long time. For Israel also, it's a risk. You don't know what's coming. They tried this military option during the second intifada, but the result was the extreme line within Hamas won the elections, and Hamas made it to power. And now they are, you know, they are saying no to Hamas. We cannot negotiate with Hamas. They are considering Hamas an enemy. But with such pressure, with such psychological war, with such warfare, I think more extreme is coming, and I'm predicting the worst to come to Gaza.
At this point, is the greatest fear that ground troops will come in, and is there a sense among Palestinians that you've spoken to that despite Israel's claim that they do not want to occupy Gaza, is there a sense that that's what they do want to do amongst Palestinians?
I don't think Israel will occupy Gaza. What they are interested in, and it's clear from Israeli officials, they want to send a message to Hamas. And according to an Israeli official, I did an interview with him on the phone, the message is, we cannot negotiate with Hamas. They have to understand calm. They have to maintain the calm, and we will provide them with calm. Truth for a truth, and not a truth for opening the crossings and for them to succeed in governance in the Gaza Strip.
But what's the perception among Palestinians that you've spoken to today?
I went to the hospital today, and I met many people who are injured. And I spoke to them, and I said, you know, so who do you blame? That's the question. And surprisingly, they didn't blame Hamas. I haven't heard the word Hamas today at the hospital. All these injured people, they were blaming Egypt, they were blaming Israel, the U.S., the international community. And I have not, and I'm talking about people in pain. And there was a mother who lost her loved one, her son, and he was in front of her, mm-hmm. dead body. And she was really like cursing, you know, the international community, the U.S. for their silence, the Arab countries, and Israel, but not Hamas. That's what I heard today in the hospital.
Tigreed,
from people who are in pain.
Tigreed, very interesting. Thank you so much for your report. Tigreed El-Qadari is in Gaza City, reporting there for our partners at the New York Times.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.